That's that. It is over in Ann Arbor. A sigh of relief, a turning of the page, ready to get into the postseason, however you're looking at it. That's where we are with the season finale for the Maize and Blue in game number 31 on the season. This was it. And in the first half of this one, Doug McDaniel versus the Japanese Steph Curry, Tamanaga, was a little bit fun to watch. These guys throwing it in from everywhere. Tamanaga, 23 points in the first half. Doug McDaniel had 17, and the Huskers were up by 7 at the half. But then we got to the second half, and the Cornhuskers got up by double figures after a few minutes, and they never looked back, and they win it. They clinch a double bye, talking about Nebraska. Meanwhile, Michigan is left to think about Wednesday and being the 14 seed for the first time ever in the Big Ten tournament and losing 23 games, which is the most ever losses for a Michigan basketball team. And a lot of the focus, rightfully so, on the head coach and whether he should keep his job. My feeling, I know there's an awful lot of people that are weighing in and contacting their sources and everything else. And there was a story, a report that, you know, Juwan Howard is likely to come back. I thought that if you're the athletic director, you take in the entire season. So you might be trending one way, but you take today's game into account. You keep an open mind. And you also take Wednesday's game and tournament, and you go up there with an open mind. Now you have to be working behind the scenes just in case that, you know, you don't like how things are going and how it ended up. But that's my feeling. There's a lot of people that, you know, think that today's game and, you know, getting beat on Wednesday would have nothing to do or very little to do. The decision is already made. And I don't agree with that. So, you know, that's just my opinion. If you're somebody that thinks I'm full of it and I don't know what I'm talking about and it's already over one way or the other, you know, Ward's made his decision about him coming back. Ward's, you know, already got another coach lined up. If that's your feeling, you know, you're entitled to that. I'm giving you my opinion on how things go down. I've watched a lot of teams over the years, you know, before the Lions were a good team. So previous to last year, there were a lot of times that this organization would play, you know, it's football and basketball, but I think there's a point to it. There was a lot of times you would end up going into that final game and the Lions would jump up and bite and they'd play well. And there were a lot of people going around like, hey, this shows you, man, this team didn't quit. This is a springboard to next season. I heard that a lot, and I've seen it with other teams, that they win what, you know, you might think and I might think is a meaningless game at the end of the year. And yet it says something for the coaching staff that, you know, they kept coaching and the players kept fighting. And an athletic director might take notice of something like that. Now, I'll make it very clear how I think it is going down. I think Ward Manuel would like to keep Juwan Howard. He hired him. It was his first hire. It was his big hire. He hired Juwan Howard. Worked out pretty good first year. Worked out great second year. Looked pretty good even going into third year. But the last 2 years have been a disaster. But I think that, and people don't like to hear this, so I'm going to just say it quickly. I do think that Ward Manuel could easily hear everybody saying, you should fire Juwan Howard. This thing's a train wreck. Enough is enough. And he could just say, that's what you guys were all saying about Jim Harbaugh. And if I would have listened to you then, you guys wouldn't have had the national championship. So he could feel. I don't agree with it. You know, so it's just a point to there. It doesn't absolutely line up. Jim Harbaugh had a lot of success at the college rank. Juwan Howard has none before this. So there's the difference. But the similarity, which people don't like, they just like to look at the difference. They don't like to look at the similarity. It was Ward Manuel. Technically, the majority of people wanted Jim Harbaugh gone, and the majority of people want Juwan Howard gone. I could see Ward Manuel saying, look, you guys, that's why I'm in the position that I'm in. I can't act, you know, emotionally. I'm going to ride it out just like I did with Jim Harbaugh. And I disagree with that, with that line of thinking. And I think they'll be right back in the same boat. But I can see how people would look at Ward and think that. But I do think that when you look at everything, what kind of players the coach has, how he is coaching, and what the future looks like. All of those things, to me, I'm going to come back to wanting to make a coaching change. So that's it. You give your opinion. I give mine. I also think the other thing that would enter in with Ward, and again, you could say, that doesn't matter to me. Okay. That the health situation combined with keeping Harbaugh. I think those two things, the athletic director, he's looking for a reason to keep Howard. Now, maybe he was sitting there today and watching everybody walk out of the Chrysler Center, which used to be dubbed the mausoleum by me. And it probably was a mausoleum today. People are like, 23 losses. This was the worst ever. See you next year. You think people are saying, hey, see you in Minneapolis. No, they're not. Nobody is going to Minneapolis. Maybe the family would go to Minneapolis. Hope for some nice weather. It's supposed to be nice around here. You get some nice weather. It's a nice walk around city in downtown Minneapolis. But even if I was a parent, I'd pack lightly. I wouldn't be packing for 4 or 5 days. If I was a parent of one of the, if I was Juwan Howard, I wouldn't worry about bringing I'd say, here's my maize top, but I would say, don't worry about bringing a blue or white one or a couple different pairs of shoes. It's okay. So that's that. This is what we figured it was going to be today. And Michigan, they were getting 6 points. I thought about the spread before I saw it today. And yesterday, I might have had a little confidence behind me because I was going to put out a tweet yesterday that nobody in their right mind should bet college basketball and think that they're going to win over the long haul. Just not going to happen. And then yesterday I went out, won 4 or 5 games, and I was just picking, and I thought, you know, man, I got this game nailed. But then so I started thinking about what the point spread would be, and how many would I have to take Michigan at home in a season finale? And I was thinking they're probably going to get, you know, a lot of points. And 6, I thought about 5 or 6, and then it was 6.5. It said on ESPN, it was 5.5, 6. My point to that was, that was another, I think, sucker's bet. Hopefully, if you're somebody that's followed this team, you got in. It's all about getting in on the trend and then riding it. Michigan ends up losing 22 of their last 23 games in which they were the underdog against the spread. That's a unbelievable, magnificent. If you were right there on the first trend, you're sitting around saying, "Yeah, bring back Juwan Howard. This is awesome." But I think that part shows you that not only are they getting beat, they're just getting hammered. Today they got hammered. The 2023-24 Michigan basketball team is the worst team ever in Michigan basketball history. And so the following, it's not a surprise to you, and maybe it's a little bit of piling on, so I'm going to do it fast. They are the worst second half team of all time. I have never seen a team come out of the locker room and be less energetic, less prepared, less ready to get out there and play a game. It's like they thought, well, we'll just do what we did in the first half. We'll just come on out here. And every single time they get slapped upside the head and give up kill shot after big run and get down, and the game is over. in the first couple of minutes of the second half. How many times, if we all had a nickel for every time that Michigan came out flat in the second half, we could fund a little trip to Minneapolis. This team was an embarrassment defensively. When I have to hear the head coach say that they just don't compete, when I got to hear the color analyst say, you know, they just aren't a team that looks to compete. A trend. These are your top two maize and blue pom-pom waivers. Your head coach and your color analyst. And they're like, we're a bunch of quitters. Or we don't compete. That's going to be right at the top of the list if I'm Ward Manuel. If Ward Manuel knows anything about sports, he will look at the compete level of this basketball team, and he will have already made his decision, even though he said he has not. And even though there's others saying, oh, likely I'll be back, that's an embarrassment. He will join Dave Brandon as a big jokester in the Michigan Athletic Department if he brings Juwan Howard back. There is zero reason to bring Juwan Howard back. If you watch the games and you are a fan of Michigan basketball, you have to have a few things as starters. And one is you need to bring it and play your ass off. And Michigan was the opposite of that under Juwan Howard. Out with that. Laissez-faire, hands off, do what you want to do. Don't compete. Shoot a shot wherever you want. Turn it over. Play with no heart for the team. That's what this team showed the last 2 years, and that's why Ward Manuel has no other choice but to move on from Juwan Howard. Do I feel bad that he went through a health situation? Yes. But I don't feel bad about this team going through the motions and Howard allowing it. You know, he let Phil Martelli coach a game because, hey, Phil's from Philly. Let's let him coach a game. Why not let some of those other assistants be the head coach and take the whistle so maybe they can play and put some fire in your damn team? This team played with no fire and zero heart. That's unacceptable. For people that are going down there and putting their hard money working or their hard-earned money down to watch this team play. I heard people, oh, it doesn't matter what happens today. Those are your biggest fans, your most loyal fans still went down there today and watched this team roll over like they always do, predictably, go through the motions for the 30th time this year. Certainly the 21 out of the last 22 going through the motions. And I got people telling me, no, Ward, he's not paying any attention to anything that's going on today. It doesn't matter if the fans don't show up. It doesn't matter if the fans all leave early because they're so ticked off with the product, even though they paid money, they had nothing else to do on a Sunday. And they love Michigan, so they thought they would go down there and support the team. And the air went out of the balloon fast for all of those people. They're already home. The program is a disgrace right now. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And if it is a light, if you're somebody that sees a light, it's an oncoming freight train coming right at you. And it's going to smack you right between the eyes next year if this is allowed to continue. No way should it be allowed to continue. People making arguments that it should continue must have the name Howard, or must be related to somebody on the basketball staff, or must have a cozy job within the basketball realm that they're getting paid. What other reason? Well, he doesn't, the NIL is really not working for basketball. Hey, look, if you're not ready for admissions at Michigan and NIL, and getting that, the stuff that you need to have, then you shouldn't be coaching. Get out of here. That's the way the game is now. If you don't like it, then you should not be the coach. And a lot of fans don't like it. So you think, well, let's play a game that we're not familiar with that we're going to have no chance. If you think, well, he's up against it. He's behind the eight ball because of NIL and admissions. And, you know, they just don't have a chance. But then, you know, get used to what you saw this year because that's what you're going to see. And if you're ready for another year, you're like, well, what about one more year? What about one more year? You better be ready. I don't like firing coaches in the middle of the season. But you better be ready if this thing gets off to any kind of – if they don't – they're losing close games or then just playing really badly in games that they should win, like Long Beach State, like McNeese State, like Central Michigan last year, like a bunch of games where they came out and they all look like they were, I don't know, what's the worst thing you could say? On the tank, hungover? I mean, those are their exaggerations, but they look terrible. They look like they were going through the motions again in a lot of those games. People don't even mind losing as much when you got guys fighting and scrapping. You're not guys getting suspended, not your head coach getting into a fight with a strength and conditioning coach who's more accomplished than he is at Michigan in his job and blowing things up from the inside. That's not what anybody wants to see with a loser. That's why you get a ticket out of town. And he should have a ticket out of town. And if Ward Manuel doesn't have the sense, then hopefully Juwan Howard can admit it and resign. Those are the only two outcomes for this program. No, I don't hope that they stay intact and go into this offseason. Good luck with that. Good luck, all those loyal followers of the Maize and Blue who love this university so much. Those are the people that you're going to depend on to come back and sit and support this product next year. Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to any of those games. You'd have to mind to tell anybody that is going to the games that they're part of the problem if they would go to the games. I don't know. People like just rolling over. They got their season tickets. They don't have anything else to do. They're going to go to a college basketball game. They like basketball. They're going to go to the game. They don't like just throwing the money out the window so they'll give it to their next door neighbor. Next door neighbor's like, Jim isn't going to have half of the games anyways. Once they're out of it, we'll just go for free. A lot of that going on. Let's take a look. We'll get to some of the feedback. Let's look at the box score from today's game and see if anything jumps out to us. What jumped out is Tominaga, the Japanese Steph Curry, who was had 21 in the first half, ends up with 30. This Alec, the big man, Michigan had no answers for. Obviously, Tominaga, but they couldn't do anything about the guys cutting and rolling to the basket. Michigan didn't fight to get in front of them to beat them for a spot, and that resulted with back cut for dunks, layup lines for anybody who just wanted to go and try to take it all the way to the hole. And reoccurring theme, this has been all year long. I think it's a combination. The players... Doug McDaniel is not stopping anybody. He never is. And then I also don't think that they can't be coached well either, because these guys, can you get them to fight? Can you get them to compete? Can you get them to play defense? You know what you have to do is it has to be instilled in them in the off season. It has to be some of your core beliefs and your pillars of when you're bringing these players in. What we are doing is we're playing both sides of the basketball. You have to compete defensively or you're not going to play offensively. You have to stop your other number. You can't allow the basketball to just be run up the floor without stopping it. You have to compete that way. Nobody on this team did. Again, top of the list for Ward Manuel. He doesn't need to go any farther. Team quit, does not respond, play defense to coach. to the coach when they're like that. Boy, there's a bunch of lemons on defense. I've never seen a more pathetic team. I watched the Pistons last night, and it was a lot like that. I was like, wow, this is like I'm in some kind of terrible blender watching Michigan play defense and then watching the Pistons, because it's the same thing. The other team gets a rebound, and they just push it up, throw it up the floor, and then nobody's stopping the ball and nobody's staying with the cutters. It's like when you go watch one of those practices and you just see the guys, they fire it out of bounds, they do a kind of little weave, and then somebody comes up, just jams it, somebody's going up for a layup. That's what it's been like at the Chrysler Center all year long. And it was just another one today. They should have been giving out those Olay things that you get for bullfighting back in the day. Go see, come Michigan, the Olay defense. They have perfected it. Those guys, every player on that team should be embarrassed of their effort defensively this year. And every head coach should be doubly embarrassed that they couldn't instill any pride in these guys to come out and fight. Juwan Howard 2 weeks ago was really proud of his team that stayed in single digits against Purdue. That's the highlight of this season. But hey, you know, Michigan won the championship in football, so we do feel good. All right, let's look at the Michigan numbers. Anything that jumps out team-wise? 57.9%. Woo! Cornhuskers were scorching hot, 33% from downtown. The Hoiberg's going to make them run laps, even though they got the double bye, just 60% at the free throw line. That could come back and bite you. Let's go to Michigan. Terrace Reed Jr., 8 points. Bad season for Reed Jr. Yeah, they get him the ball early in the game, but he travels too much. He commits too many offensive fouls and really doesn't have any kind of offensive game outside of 5 feet. Disappointing year. TW2 plays his last game in the maize and blue, and he has 14 points. After completely losing his confidence last year, the way he came back, TW2 did a nice job this year. Will Cheddar is a fun guy to root for. I think people get a little bit too excited about his advanced numbers and all the plus minus and everything else. He's a bench player that's fun to root for. Cheddar with a half dozen today. Doug McDaniels, an exciting player, plays zero defense and then is a streaky as hell player. He had 17 points in the first half. And what did he have for the game? 17 points. Doug McDaniel is doing his best Jet Howard impersonation. Go off for the first 10 minutes of the game, and then we'll see if for the next game. Namari Burnett looked like C.J. McCollum and Dwayne Wade in game 3 at MSG at the Garden when I gave Michigan an A-plus to the first 3 games. What a great 3 games! Turning heads! 21 in the first half by Burnett that game. We hadn't really seen much from him since. 1 of 7 from downtown, 7 points. You know, hey, I ain't got much bad to say about Burnett. The bench, Trey Jackson, instant offense. There was a ball that was deflected on him that went like for an alley-oop for him. He had 8 points. But there's not much there. We're talking about Trey Jackson. Yo-Yo fell down, got pushed down, got a free throw out of it. I don't see much from him either. Savalier, is that who he is? They got in, the manager that was, they got his jersey before the game. He had a point. Congratulations and good luck. I cannot tell a lie. George Washington had 7 points. I don't remember him getting one of them. And Llewellyn, who was honored as one of the three guys that we know are not coming back, probably going to be a lot more. Llewellyn ended up with 5 points and a 15-point loss, 85-70. That is the final. Michigan, it's over now. The regular season And so game 31, they played 20 games in the Big Ten. They just won three of them. Ohio State, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Those are the three wins that they had. I'll save you going through all the losses. They lost all the other ones, including today. 8-23 overall. The 23 represents the most losses ever in the Michigan basketball program, which is appropriate because it's the worst team ever in Michigan history. So that's what happens with the team. Let's look at the upcoming schedule one last time. We will read some of the feedback. I kind of just gave you my thoughts, and now let's get that schedule and get your thoughts in, and we'll see where you're at. The upcoming schedule is brought to you by the Maize and Blue Review. And Good Afternoon Michigan Football and Basketball, which you can hear three times a week on this very feed that you're watching now. It's all about the Big Ten tournament. No, basketball, you always have one more chance, one more chance. Well, Michigan, here it is. You can officially say they have just one more chance. They're the 14 seed in the Big Ten basketball tournament, which starts on Wednesday. Michigan gets the night game. I typed in myself that it's around 8, but guess what? I didn't see the CT on here. That's Central Time, so around 9 o'clock Wednesday night, if you're looking to watch. Michigan's 25 minutes after the first game on Wednesday, and that first game is, being played at, 6:30. All right, let's get to the feedback and see where the people are at. MGo Blue, another day, another L. Ryan talking about Juwan and Ward. Corey saying there's a lot of fans that are way too emotional. Gavin thinks the season will end quickly on Wednesday. Kent, what if we bring in John Beilein as a GM type? He seems to be upset with the state of the program, but also perhaps a bit too old to become head coach once again. Well, Kent, so you're saying that Juwan Howard is going to bring in the legendary John Beilein to be the general manager to what, like, approve of the players that he would bring in at? I know they have that for football, but basketball needs work. I do think the general manager, it needs to be worked on and how they're approaching everything. The players that they want to get in here, what type of players do they care about? The defensive end, you do have to look to NIL and admissions, and then the targets that you're going after, and all that needs to be in there. He could use some help, but, John Beilein being in the mix with Juwan Howard here, I just can't see that particular a way of doing things. That setup, that structure, I guess is the word I'm looking for, happening. Derek says, Doug of the first half decided to hibernate along with the rest of the team. Well, it was very vintage Michigan 23-24 basketball. MGo Blues talking about they didn't sleep for a week defensively. Derek says there's definitely a difference between losing and just giving up. And that's kind of how it is. Michigan let the kid from 16 Candles light him up. That's been a long time since I saw 16 Candles, but there was the Japanese Steph Curry. I do kind of remember the guy from 16 Candles. They're at the party, right? I forget his name, but yeah. Tominaga, they had a lot of fun today going for 30 on Michigan. It just come down, a little southpaw, nobody's guarding me. I'm just going to pull it. Boom. And now he had Michigan on a string. And then Michigan was like, let's put up a hand. I'm going around you. And then when Michigan was like caught in between, you know, it was a give and go. And then, you know, Tomanaga's finding somebody else. I mean, he clowned Michigan today. That's what happened. But now we wait to see how it's going to play out on Wednesday. One last chance for the Wolverines as they pack up for Minneapolis. And we'll see them on Wednesday night. That's when we'll see you following the Michigan basketball postgame live. I'll talk with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Got some things to discuss football-wise. Maybe put basketball. See how we think about it after 24 hours or so. But it's less than that now. So we're sitting here at 2:30. 23 and a half hours. Well, thanks so much for watching this. The only last thing I'd say, if you like the basketball discussion, we do continue it over on the Maize and Blue Review on the Den. That's a great thing what the posting board is for. You get Michigan fans saying, hey, what about this point? What about this coach? What if they really, what about, you know, it goes on and on all day and all night. So we'll see you over there on the Maize and Blue Review. Go to michigan.rivals.com to sign up. We'd love to see you over on the Maize and Blue Review. Until tomorrow, the final 85-70. Michigan drops their season finale. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the weather.